This audio program has been produced by YBM. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements.
A. They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C.
They're sitting at a table.
Is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book.
A. A woman is typing at a desk.
B.
A woman is searching a bookshelf.
C.
A woman is taking down some posters.
D.
A woman is leaving a building.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book.
A.
They're crossing a bridge.
B.
They're standing under some trees.
C.
They're taking off their coats.
D.
They're walking toward a park.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book.
A.
A cashier is leaning over a cash register.
B.
A cashier is placing money on a countertop.
C.
A customer is carrying a tray with beverages.
D.
A customer is reaching for a bowl.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book.
A.
Some chairs are being stacked in a corner.
B.
Some curtains are being closed.
C.
The women are waiting in a line.
D.
The women are standing in front of a table.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book.
A.
All of the people are wearing hats.
B.
Several cars are parked in a garage.
C.
Many performers are signing autographs.
D.
Sound equipment has been set up on a stage.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book.
A.
A tall plant has been placed next to a cabinet.
B.
Several clocks are being removed from a wall.
C.
Some cabinet doors have been left open.
D.
Some plants are being watered.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
When will these shoes be back in stock?
A.
On Tuesday.
B.
It's a good investment.
C.
A different pair.
Number 8.
Is this a full-time or a part-time position?
A.
5 candidates so far.
B.
It's part-time.
C.
Do you have time this afternoon?
Number 9.
How do you usually get to the office?
A.
I ride my bike.
B.
9 o'clock in the morning.
C.
It's a nice building.
Number 10.
Why is the company planning to hire a new receptionist?
A.
A resume and cover letter.
B.
Yes, he fixed the air conditioning.
C.
Because Carlos is retiring soon.
Number 11.
Excuse me, may I check your train ticket, please?
A.
Platform 19.
B.
Sure, here it is.
C.
A window seat.
Number 12.
Which folder should I place this document in?
A.
The green one.
B.
Some mint tea, please.
C.
All of the shirts have been folded.
Number 13.
Where can I pick up my name tag for the conference?
A.
Near the entrance.
B.
A new set of luggage.
C.
The annual pharmacist convention.
Number 14.
Why did you decide to become a history teacher?
A.
I actually teach math.
B.
We left early.
C.
She was trained for a month.
Number 15.
Doesn't the restaurant menu need to be updated for summer?
A.
Yes, we'll do that today.
B.
At the farmer's market.
C.
30 reservations.
Number 16.
When are you going to paint your office?
A.
I can't decide on a color.
B.
No, we didn't buy tickets.
C.
The room next to the elevator.
Number 17.
Isn't our presentation next week?
A.
It went well.
B.
Right. It's on Monday.
C.
Only a laptop.
Number 18.
You're working on programming the website, right?
A.
No, to the left.
B.
Yes, it's nearly ready.
C.
That's a fun movie.
Number 19.
I think you should call off the meeting.
A.
It starts in 30 minutes.
B.
Did he turn it on?
C.
Every Tuesday morning.
Number 20.
Who can teach me how to operate this new cash register?
A.
Sarah can show you.
B.
They're less than 10,000 won.
C.
Yes, cash is accepted here.
Number 21.
Where's the broken fax machine?
A.
That'd be great, thanks.
B.
For 2 weeks at least.
C.
I moved it into the hallway.
Number 22.
How do I record my overtime hours?
A.
They play music in the office.
B.
My manager always does that for me.
C.
The renovation starts next week.
Number 23.
Should we invite more guests to the banquet?
A.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
B.
The bank across the street.
C.
Because I went already.
Number 24.
I'd like to cancel my subscription to Lakeline Times.
A.
No, mostly entertainment news.
B.
The photograph on the front cover.
C.
Do you have your account number?
Number 25.
Who left these boxes in the hallway?
A.
The closet in the basement.
B.
There were maintenance workers here earlier.
C.
Just take a left on this street and you're there.
Number 26.
I'm taking our new client to lunch.
A.
I'm free at noon.
B.
Soup and salad.
C.
Sure, take as much as you want.
Number 27.
Would you prefer to open a new store downtown or in the countryside?
A.
The rent downtown is very expensive.
B.
I parked the car outside.
C.
Where do we store the envelopes?
Number 28.
Tim is organizing the office tour for the interns, right?
A.
That's an old desk.
B.
No, Ms. Ito is.
C.
A trip to Germany.
Number 29.
I'd like to book accommodations for a family of five.
A.
They were very accommodating.
B.
I enjoyed that book as well.
C.
I have a vacancy on the fourth floor.
Number 30.
Why don't we finish the budget report tomorrow?
A.
The figures in the spreadsheet from July.
B.
As long as I can still leave at 5 o'clock.
C.
$70,000.
Number 31.
Is the television ad airing this morning?
A.
The air quality was recently tested.
B.
James makes those decisions.
C.
A billboard by the highway.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a bus that goes all the way to Tilden Beach.
My bus route will take you to the Tilden Beach Boardwalk. But you should know that this bus line stops running at 9 p.m. If you want to stay later than that, you'll need to find another way back.
Okay, thanks for letting me know. I'm actually staying for a concert that will end around 10 p.m., so I'll take a taxi home.
Number 32. Where does the woman say she wants to go? Number 33. Who most likely is the man? Number 34. Why will the woman return home late? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Gertrude, I've received a lot of maintenance requests from tenants lately about their appliances. It made me realise that the kitchen appliances in the apartment complex are pretty old.
I guess it's time to replace some, but I'll need to look over our budget to make sure there's enough money for such a significant expense.
Okay, and I'll talk to the manager of the appliance store this afternoon. Hopefully I can arrange a discount for buying a large quantity of items from them.
Number 35. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 36. What does the woman say she will review? Number 37. What does the man hope to do this afternoon? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Vinod. Thanks for stopping by my office. Can you meet with a new client today? They're interested in purchasing a software package.
Sure, but I thought that was supposed to be Samira's client.
It is, but her flight from New York has been cancelled, so she won't be able to come in today. Normally, as the sales manager, I would take the meeting, but I have an urgent appointment at that time.
What time is the meeting? And is there anything I should know about the client?
It's at 3:30 in Conference Room B, and please be sure to check that the projector works ahead of time. We've been having trouble with it.
Number 38. Who most likely is the man? Number 39. Why is Samira unable to attend a meeting? Number 40. What does the woman say the man should do before a meeting? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Zoya, I was just arranging the display of spring dresses in the front window, and I noticed a bunch of tables and chairs being brought into the unit next to our clothing store.
Really? Let me see. You're right. That space has been vacant for so long. I wonder what kind of business is moving in.
You know, coffee shops need a lot of tables and chairs.
That's true. Do you think the owners are inside?
I only see employees from the moving company, but I'm sure the movers wouldn't be here on their own.
Okay, then. Why don't you finish the display and I'll go introduce myself.
Number 41. Where do the speakers work? Number 42. Why does the man say,
coffee shops need a lot of tables and chairs?
Number 43. What will the woman do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, the loading dock entrance is only for warehouse employees. Visitors are supposed to use the front entrance.
Oh, sorry, I'm here to see Mr. Suzuki. I'm a writer for the e-commerce Business Weekly. I'm writing a report about your company's order fulfillment process.
Right. We're expecting you. Please go to the security desk at the front entrance. You'll have to show your press credentials to get a visitor ID. I'll meet you there in a few minutes and take you to Mr. Suzuki's office.
Number 44. Why does the man apologize? Number 45. What is the man's job? Number 46. Where does the woman direct the man to go? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Janet, what a long day. We've had so many customers. The new Techno computer tablet sure is selling well, isn't it?
We've already sold out. We purchased 200 of them. I thought we'd be overstocked. This is great for business.
Yeah, they really are popular. I wonder why so many people are buying this tablet.
I think it's because of all the good reviews on the internet. Most of the reviews gave the tablet 5 stars out of 5.
Number 47. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 48. Why does the woman say,
"We've already sold out"?
Number 49. According to the woman, why is a product popular? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
Welcome to Gaduna's Outdoor Supplies. Can I help you both?
Hi, our boss is retiring in a month, and we'd like to get something to congratulate her.
Okay. Is there something in particular you're looking for?
Well, she's always said she wanted to spend more time hiking when she retired, but we're not really sure what to get her.
I see. I'd recommend buying a membership to our store. She'll receive our newsletter and have access to digital trail maps. Plus, she'll get a 10% discount on all of our merchandise.
That's a great idea.
Number 50. Why are the men at the store? Number 51. What hobby is mentioned? Number 52. What does the woman recommend? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I'm glad our flight took off on schedule. We'll be just in time to get to the employee training session.
I agree. I wouldn't want to be late to a training session that we're supposed to lead.
Right. Okay, I'll work on the slides for our presentation during the flight then. They're almost ready, but I need to make the changes we discussed yesterday.
Great. So when we land, should we head straight to the branch office?
Probably. I would have liked to drop my luggage off at the hotel first, but that would take too long.
Number 53. Why are the speakers traveling? Number 54. What does the man say he will do during the flight? Number 55. What will the speakers most likely do when they land? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
Dolores from maintenance is here fixing the lights in the waiting area.
Great. The patients need to be able to see when they fill out their medical forms.
Oh, she's coming over. Maybe we should ask her to look at the sink in examination room 1.
Good idea.
Hi there. The lights are working now. Let me know if they go off again.
Thanks. Could you also look at the sink in examination room 1? It leaks every time the doctors wash their hands.
I only handle electrical issues. You'll have to fill out another maintenance request form, but a plumber can probably come later today.
Number 56. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 57. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 58. What does the woman say the men should do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Akira, have you seen the recent increases in shipping expenses?
Yeah, baking ingredients are becoming expensive to import, but our pastries are made with imported specialty flour and butter, and customers love them.
I know, but I'd rather reduce our expenses than increase our prices. I think we should look for domestic suppliers that offer similar ingredients for less.
It's an option, but we'll have to test all of the recipes. I'm worried that using different ingredients will change the taste. We need to make sure we're still producing the quality baked goods that our customers expect.
Number 59. What type of business do the speakers most likely operate? Number 60. How does the woman want to reduce expenses? Number 61. What is the man concerned about? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and diagram.
Hi, Elise. Good news. The last of the parts for the wind turbine have arrived.
Great. Now we can start transporting them to the designated site in Bloomington on Tuesday.
Well, I'm meeting tomorrow with local officials to discuss temporarily closing down part of the road while we transport everything.
Okay. The foundation is already installed at the site, right? So let's send the longest part next.
Exactly. That way we'll only need the road closed for a day. I'll let you know when we get approval so you can schedule the drivers.
Number 62. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 63. What does the man say he will do tomorrow? Number 64. Look at the graphic. According to the speakers, what will be shipped next? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Hey, Jerome. We're hosting the engineering conference this weekend. You're in charge of filming the presentations in the auditorium, right?
Yes, and the conference organizers asked me to set up some additional cameras. Here's the new layout.
Do you have enough people to handle that?
All set. I have people for the positions at the sides of the auditorium and the one near the stage. I want to run the camera at the back of the auditorium myself.
Number 65. What event are the speakers preparing for? Number 66. What was the man asked to do? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Where will the man most likely be working during the event? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
Since our meetings with the clients don't start until tomorrow, where should we take them this afternoon? They said they're interested in visiting some art museums.
But it's Monday. The museums are all closed today. I still have some bus passes for a tour of the city. How about that?
Actually, the weather's nice. Maybe we could rent bikes. Here, look at this mobile phone application. It has a list of the closest locations of the rental stations and how many bicycles are available.
Oh, great. Let's see. We'll need 4 bikes. Based on the app, it seems only one station near here has enough available bikes.
Number 68. What does the woman say about the clients? Number 69. What does the man suggest doing? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which location will the speakers go to? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Welcome to the Three Pines Mall. Thank you for shopping with us. While you're here today, be sure to stroll through the central atrium, where local food vendors are offering delectable free samples of new menu items. Supplies are limited. Also, please be aware that Cedar Avenue is being repaved next week and will be closed to traffic. You will still be able to access the mall via Highway 15 as usual.
Number 71. Where is the announcement being made? Number 72. What is being offered for free? Number 73. According to the speaker, what will happen next week? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following introduction.
A big welcome to Rita Perez, Western Bookstore's featured guest of the summer. Ms. Perez has graciously agreed to give a reading and to participate in a book signing. Her recently published novel, Springtime Smiles, has become an instant bestseller, receiving praise from critics both here and abroad. Having been her friend for 7 years, I'm very happy to see her career flourish. One last note before we begin. Please make sure the sound on your mobile phone is turned off. And now, let's welcome Ms. Perez to the front.
Number 74. Who most likely is Rita Perez? Number 75. Why is the speaker happy for Rita Perez? Number 76. What does the speaker request that the listeners do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good morning, everyone. I want to start this meeting by discussing the results of some recent product testing. We were asked to design a software program for healthcare professionals that would make medical record keeping more efficient. Nurses said they wanted a faster tool for recording data so they could spend more time with patients. Well, the nurses at Cranberg Hospital used our software for 2 weeks, and during that time, they spent 15 minutes less than usual completing reports each shift. So that's good news. I've summarized the results of our testing in a few handy charts. Let's take a look at them now.
Number 77. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 78. What does the speaker imply when she says,
they spent 15 minutes less than usual completing reports each shift?
Number 79. What will the listeners do next? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Good morning, Ms. Zhao. This is Mustafa from Healthful Pharmacy. I'm calling to let you know that your prescription is ready and can be picked up today. One thing to be aware of, though, we will be short-staffed from 4 to 5 due to employee training. Unfortunately, we aren't able to hold this training any other time. Anyway, when you do come in, please remember to bring some kind of photo identification. We require that of all our customers. Thanks.
Number 80. Where does the speaker work? Number 81. Why does the speaker say,
"We will be short-staffed from 4 to 5 due to employee training"?
Number 82. What does the speaker remind the listener to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction.
Thank you for attending today's seminar. Our guest speaker today is Minar Choi. Minar is the company president of Choi Incorporated. Her company specializes in financial planning. It offers a wide range of financial services to both small businesses and individuals. So, this is a great opportunity to learn from a leader in the industry. We'll be getting started in just a few minutes. As you get settled into your seats, please make sure you've signed in for the session. To do so, you'll need to find your email confirmation on your mobile phone or laptop and click the Sign In button there. That way, you'll all get credit for attending this seminar.
Number 83. According to the speaker, who is Minar Choi? Number 84. What is the focus of the seminar? Number 85. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Before we end the staff meeting, remember that our branch office on Carson Avenue will be closed for renovations starting Monday. That branch's accounting team will temporarily move to our building until their office renovations are complete. The employees will be working in Conference Room B. We'll be moving some desks in there for the next few weeks. We've arranged to host a catered lunch for them on Monday. All staff are welcome and encouraged to attend.
Number 86. Why will a branch office be closed? Number 87. What does the speaker say about Conference Room B? Number 88. What will take place on Monday? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following broadcast.
For all of you tuning into our radio station today, the annual Springfield Music Festival is just around the corner. From June 12th to 14th, the Springfield Park will host a variety of live performances, from drumming circles to alternative rock bands, all free and open to the public. And don't forget about WKBC's annual raffle. This year, you can enter to win a brand new, one-of-a-kind electric guitar. Raffle tickets are only available at our ticket booth. And last year, all the tickets were gone in an hour. Look for us by the water fountain on June 12th. Hope to see you there.
Number 89. What event is happening in June? Number 90. What kind of prize can the listeners win? Number 91. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"All the tickets were gone in an hour"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Welcome, everyone. We're so glad you're joining our team. With the recent expansion to this building, we now have 5 additional theaters and can show more movies than ever. And that's, of course, why we've hired more staff. Well, today I'll show you the ticket booth and how to use the ticket machines. After that, we'll go over some other duties you'll be expected to cover, like working at the snack bar. Now, your uniforms haven't arrived yet, so tomorrow please wear a red shirt to match our logo.
Number 92. Where most likely are the listeners? Number 93. What will the speaker mainly talk about today? Number 94. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do tomorrow? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and invoice.
Hello, Ms. Rodriguez. It's Harrison from Harrison's Home Remodeling. I'm calling because the original invoice I sent you yesterday for your kitchen remodel is incorrect. This is good news for you, though, because I forgot that the tiles you selected for your kitchen flooring are discounted this month. So later today, I'll send you a new invoice, which will include the discount on the tiles. Oh, and my crew and I will be at your house tomorrow morning to install the countertops, then we'll be all done. Call me back if you have any questions.
Number 95. What has the speaker's company been working on? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which amount does the speaker say is incorrect? Number 97. What does the speaker say he will do tomorrow? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following advertisement and price list.
Would you like to add something special to your company's celebration or business function? Then EcoEvents may be just right for you. We offer a large variety of environmentally friendly rental products for any occasion. Our most popular rentals are our tables and chairs, all made from sustainable materials. They're beautiful and functional. Our tables come in 4 sizes, allowing you to arrange a gathering any way you'd like. And for a limited time, our most popular table, which seats 8 to 12 people, can be rented for just $10 per day. To take advantage of this limited offer, just enter the promotional code 10DISCOUNT when you go to our website.
Number 98. What kind of business is being advertised? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which table package is available at a discounted price? Number 100. How can the listeners obtain a discount? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.